welcome to another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
And I'm Dorothy.
And I'm half asleep. I know. I almost didn't make it in. I like randomly fell asleep exporting a video at home. And then it was 1:28. I told you Dorothy was going to be here at 1:30. And so I... Dude, I'm awake, but I'm
honestly,
not.
Honestly, it is all good. You've had a long weekend.
No, I was good. No, you're making excuses for me. You're sweet. You're a good friend.
Come on. And you're making a baby.
Oh, yeah. I know. And it's weird because I was just telling my friend that I'm actually regaining my energy. Like everyone says, like in the second trimester, you'll get your energy back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a lie. Like I've been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in my second trimester or 4 weeks. I don't even know how long. And I don't feel like I do, but actually, I have gotten my energy back.
Good.
It's just a little random heat nap today. Mm-hmm. You know, that heat put me to sleep. You know, it's real hot here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I'm here and I'm awake.
And you're alive.
And I'm alive. Thank God. how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm a little bit tired. It's kind of crazy because...
Okay, talk about somebody who deserves to be tired. You're, in your ninth month?
In my ninth month, 37... 37
Damn.
And a half.
Damn.
Yeah, and girl, I did do the most this weekend.
Yeah, you did too much, girl.
I know I always do the most, but
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
do. You've actually slowed down a lot, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But you really did the most this weekend.
I did Comic-Con in San Diego.
Yeah, you did Comic-Con like Thursday to Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah, but I took Friday off because Friday I was like, nah, dude, I'm crazy.
One day.
Crazy.
Good job, Dorothy.
And then on Saturday night, I had to go out and celebrate my sister's birthday. They said we'd like to dinner at the mall at a nice restaurant, and we went and got drinks, but I was home by like 11:30 and
tired. You did that after Comic-Con.
After Comic-Con, yeah. And you know what? I know people are always like, oh, that's like so cool and it's so fun. I was miserable on Sunday. I did Sunday with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and I think they were miserable, and I felt really bad about it because it's like that's the day I was looking forward to taking the twins, my niece and nephew, Ronan and Ava. And
To Comic-Con,
yeah. Like the last time I took them, it was good. It wasn't like crazy busy. It was kids' day, but we were still able to like do things and see things. But this year, I just felt like it was so freaking crowded. Mm. People were so rude. It was just chaos. Like, no, you know, you could hardly walk, and anything you wanted to do, you had to wait in line for. Inside Comic-Con, and even in the outside experiences that are free, like minimum 2 hour wait for anything. So we were just over it.
Yeah, that's why I don't do Comic-Con ever.
I know.
Ever. <I know. laughs> No, just playing.
You're not missing out on much.
No, it looks like fun. But so like one could not walk or you could not walk because you're 9 months pregnant, Dorothy.
Well, we all got at one point, I think we were all hangry and tired from being on our feet because we were on our feet for like 3 hours straight, you know. So we stopped and got lunch. And when we sat down and ate, everyone felt so much better.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
So
you're still a trooper. You were out there, you know, 3 out of 4 days.
Yeah.
And that third day sounded insane. And you had your two twins with you and full-grown baby in you. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Dorothy. Jeez.
But, you know, since we're talking Comic-Con, let's just get into the pop-off.
Okay, let's do it.
The pop-off.
The pop-off.
The biggest surprise that came out of Comic-Con was Tom Cruise making that surprise appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Conan brought him out, which I feel like, side note, Conan is kind of like the unofficial host of
Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
I know. I was actually thinking that, you know, I'm not into like Comic-Con or, I mean, even though Comic-Con is really like pop culture, like it's not just like
comic books.
Yeah, whatever. But he's like always, is he here every year?
He's here every
thing
year.
Now?
Yeah, he does his show from the Spreckles Theater in San Diego every single year.
And no other late night host does that, right?
Yeah.
Or no other host does that,
No other late night host does that. And so, I mean, there were kind of little rumors that Tom Cruise was going to make a surprise appearance. And then Hall H, where all the big breaking news happens, you know, Conan unexpectedly came out, brought Tom Cruise out.
Wow.
And I was not there. I caught the end of it afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Here's what Tom Cruise had to say about the debut of Top Gun Maverick, the sequel.
Okay.
And everything you see in this film, obviously, it's for real. So the flying, you know, we're working with the Navy. I really wanted to give you all an experience of what it is to be inside that aircraft. And for me, Top Gun is about competition. It is about family. It is about sacrifice. Is it about heroism? You know, and it's about aviation.
Wow.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, and I haven't even seen the first one.
Sis. Okay, the first one's not going to hold up, but it's so good. It's so bad it's good now, you know?
Okay. The trailer looks good to the second one?
The trailer of the second one looks good because what he's talking about is there, when I watched it, you'll see a couple of shots of it when it's Tom Cruise in the cockpit of the airplane, of the jets.
Yeah.
And he's flying it. And mm-hmm. I was like, is that CGI or is that real? And
it was him.
It's him.
Wow.
And the shots, it's just so, so, so crazy.
That's awesome.
So that movie's coming out next year. Marvel made some big announcements. They're going to have their first LGBTQ superhero in Tessa Thompson.
Okay.
So she plays Valkyrie in the Thor movies. And
nice.
The end of Endgames, Thor kind of handed over the reins of the new Asgard. She's going to be the leader.
Oh.
So that's pretty exciting.
That is cool.
You know, because it'll be legit, like, first
it's
open.
It's her movie? It's the movie on...
She's going to be in it with Thor, so she's co-starring in it.
Got it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Mahershala Ali is going to be the new Blade. Did you ever watch Blade? I feel like JJ would be super into Blade.
I think he has seen it. My whole family has seen it. But I haven't. I know. I'm telling you, I'm not a movie person. I am a little bit now because of JJ, but yeah. It's just one of the, I don't know. I have no explanation. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, wait, who's playing Blade? Who's?
Mahershala Ali.
That's the one from Moonlight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's
a really, really good actor.
He's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Bachelorette news, yeah. I should say, that has everyone talking about is Hannah B. and Luke not accepting no for an answer when she kicked him out and left.
Yeah, I don't watch The Bachelorette, but you don't really need to watch it to know this because this is everywhere.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So this guy, he's just been like a pain in the ass like the entire season, right?
He's definitely been the villain, and then he tried to slut shame her and told her on their one-on-one date, like, hey, you know, right before the fantasy suites were going to happen, that if you are thinking about getting intimate or having sex with any of these guys during the fantasy suites, I'm out. I'm going to walk away 100%.
Right.
And she was like, oh, hell no.
What?
Like, who are you to tell me? Exactly.
Yes.
Like, who are you to say that? Because, you know.
To control what she does with anybody else, especially in his position.
Exactly.
Especially when it's the fantasy suites. Hello.
Right? And so, you know, the episode that just happened this week was he did not take no for an answer. After she sent him home in a limo, he showed up to the rose ceremony intending to propose to her. And she's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Showed up with the ring, right?
He showed up with the ring in his pocket, and it was number one embarrassing, and it just goes to show, like, he just felt so entitled and thought that he could control her and that she needs to listen to him. And it's like, dude, we're in 2019. No, you Mm-mm. can't. No means no, and you cannot control how someone else feels. And when they already tell you no,
yeah,
walk away.
Do you watch it, or have you just been seeing like highlights and stuff?
Oh, I watched this too. You don't need to watch the whole season, just watch the last two episodes.
The men tell all. The men tell
all pretty much gives it all away, but yeah.
You know how there are some people who go on there and they are the villains, and they like, you could tell they like pump it up to be the villain, but they're not really that person. Does this guy seem like he really is this mean jerk?
Yes, because he seems so arrogant that he doesn't even realize
that he's doing this.
That he's like that. I mean, he tries to play the woe is me card in the men tell all, but you don't believe him. Mm. Like, he doesn't come off sympathetic at all.
Ugh.
You know?
Ugh, God, so. Come on, ABC.
I know.
Do better.
Although I do hope that the new bachelor that they pick would be a black guy named Mike.
I was gonna say, can we get a brother on that? What's going on? How long? It's never been done, right? Or
not,
has it?
Not as a main bachelor,
right. Rachel,
but as contestants.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
as
but
contestants.
I'm talking about a main bachelor. Well, bachelorette was. Rachel, right?
Yeah. So Mike is actually like super sweet. He's kind of a fan favorite, and I think.
Come on.
Hopefully, you know, I really want him to do it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
But the creator of The Bachelor, side note, is getting a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah, his wife was like leaving him after some scandal, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all right.
And your third and final story of the pop-off, I'm curious to get your opinion on this, Tanya.
Okay.
This has gone viral. These Macy's plates, like dinnerware plates.
Okay.
Some company has come out and they are portion control plates, quote unquote, portion control plates that are meant to be funny. So imagine your dinner plate.
Okay. A big plate.
A big plate. And it has three circles in it. The smallest circle says skinny jeans. The middle circle says your favorite jeans. And then the biggest circle that encompasses the entire plate says mom jeans. How rude is that?
Okay, so you're saying imagine a big plate, the middle circle says skinny jeans, meaning that if you eat within that circle, that tiny circle,
you'll
be able to fit into your skinny jeans.
Yes.
And then the favorite jeans after that get a little bit bigger, your portion.
Yes.
And then if you eat the whole entire plate, well, then you just better put your mom jeans on.
Yes. How rude is that?
Wait, is this a real thing at Macy's?
It's a real thing at Macy's. And after all of this backlash, they have pulled the plates. It was being sold at one store. But, I mean, the damage is done. Come on, Macy's.
Okay. My gosh. Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. Do we know what brand it is?
Yes. Let me read it for you. It is called Portions. P-O-U-R-T-I-O-N-S. Portions.
Portions.
Yes. She said it. The CEO said it was meant to be a lighthearted take on the important issue of portion control and wasn't intended to be hurtful to anyone.
Okay. There's a couple things wrong with this. One, let me figure out my portion control. Okay. Don't give me a plate that if I eat the whole thing, it's going to remind me that I can't fit into my skinny jeans.
Right.
B, mom jeans are in, so I don't know what, like, I don't know how that's going to, like, make me want to eat. Yeah, like, I don't know how that's going to make, not even just the high-waisted, like, the bigger jeans, like, those are boyfriend jeans, but still, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, high-waisted, yeah, like, so get out of here. So, and then that's kind of like, a little bit like mom shaming, right?
It's mom shaming, it's fat shaming, it's body shaming, it's all of the above.
Oh my gosh, that's not funny. I don't think that's funny.
I don't know how it got approved.
Who would buy that?
I don't know.
Like, who would spend, because they're probably not cheap.
No.
They're probably not cheap. So, like, okay, it could never work as a gift because that's offensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would buy that for themselves? Probably too expensive.
Could you imagine if, like, somebody bought it for their partner?
No, I can't imagine. Or can you imagine, like, that would be horrible.
Yeah,
no.
Or like a wedding gift.
Yes.
You know, a baby shower gift.
No, sis. That'd be bad.
So bad.
Okay, so we're not buying those because they're not on the shelves anymore.
No, thank God Macy's has pulled it.
Yeah, that would not be a good bridal shower or baby shower or
any kind of gift.
Gift, period.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but speaking of baby showers.
Yeah, speaking of baby showers.
You already are kind of starting early process of planning one?
Yes, only reason why I'm planning it so early, because it probably won't be till like late October, is because there are so many family events happening from now until the end of the year.
You stay booked, man.
Girl, it never ends. And now we got like another July. One coming. So, oh my gosh. It's like, it's weird because since we were on the AJ show with AJ, remember he would like make fun of me back in the day for always having a baptism or a kids party which is weird because you have a lot of family
I do. We always have, I mean, Steven's dad always, he says the trans are hogging all the birthdays because there's a birthday every other weekend.
It's like when you have a big family, it's like that's just what your life is, you know. But then like some people, like, you know what, also we our family is from here and we grew up here, so that's like, because a lot of people in radio, they're transplants, so like their family's not here, so they don't have that big family to always celebrate with. So maybe that's what it is. But I was still on John and Tammy, like they make fun of me all the time because there's like always a baptism to go to, always, you know. But from here on out to the end of the year, there are tons of events. My brother's getting married, so all those events that come with that, it's not just the wedding.
Bridal shower.
You know, nephew's 5th birthday, that's a big one. My brother's 30th birthday, that's a big one. And then the holidays, right? Because the second half of the year is the holidays, you know? Mm-hmm. So don't forget, I know your birthday's in there too. and the arrival of your baby boy. But anyway, so I'm just trying to get a head start because to help my mom with like the planning and stuff, because she's also helped planning my sister-in-law's
bridal
shower.
Dude, it's a lot. I'm exhausted just listening to your list.
Yeah, me too. Can you tell? So anyway, so me and my mom and my mother-in-law got together over the weekend to just discuss baby shower stuff.
Yeah.
Baby shower stuff. And we're just like getting like little basics down or whatever. But I told my mom, I was like, Mom, so Dorothy had a really cool baby shower, and I really loved that she just didn't even give people the option, really. She just said, please mail all presents to my home or whatever. And I'm like, A, I love that because, well, you don't have to wrap it. You can get it wrapped, you know. You can pay more to get it wrapped. But still, you can just get it shipped to your home. Mm-hmm. You don't have to bring it anywhere. And then I loved even more, which I didn't think about when I ordered the gift for you, but when we were at your baby shower, we did not spend no 2.5 hours watching you open your gifts. And that's nothing against you or your baby or anybody's gifts that I've watched being open.
Right.
It's just could be
it's time
a little draining.
Boring.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, you
said
that's
it. That's why I didn't do it. Is because, I mean, I know we've talked about it in the past, but it honestly, it puts such a halt to the party. You know, like it
slows
like,
down the momentum.
It absolutely does. Like everybody's hanging out, having fun, playing a couple games, eating, drinking, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey,
everybody
watch me.
Sit down after you've eaten forever. Okay, pass out while I open the 15th white onesie. Like,
right. And honestly, like how many times can we be like, oh my God.
Oh, they're so cute. Like, oh my God. Okay, so there's a lot of things. I have bullet points. I like could go off on this because I kind of did with my mom. She was kind of looked at me with like these wide eyes like
chill,
you need
sis.
To calm down.
Yeah.
But I told my mom, I was like, okay, it's one thing for like a person and a guest to watch somebody have to open the gifts. Like, how annoying and draining, because it's been annoying and draining for me too. Sorry. It's just like, and then you can't, once you're sitting down watching those gifts being open, mm-hmm. you cannot leave. Like, awkward if you leave.
Yeah.
It's quiet. All eyes are on the mom to be, you know, or the bride to be. Like, you can't get up. So you're stuck in that seat for the next however long.
And then imagine if, like, the spotlight person is blocking the door. Like, you can't leave.
Exactly.
Hostage situation.
And then if you leave, you can't really say bye because you're going to interrupt it. Then really all the eyes are going to be on you.
Right.
So then if you leave without saying bye, then you're rude.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of draining for the person that's watching. And then I imagine that it's pretty draining for the mom to be or the bride, which I did this for my bridal shower. I did open the gifts in front of everybody. And I think that's where I kind of got a taste of it, where I'm
same,
just like, I thought this was going to be fun. And this is getting
same.
Real long.
Yeah. And then I felt bad because I'm like, then you try to like open everything all fast.
Right. You're just like, okay.
But then you don't want to be rude and be like, rush past people's gifts.
Exactly.
You know, so.
So then I was just telling my mom, I was like, I just feel like it's like kind of like a wasted amount of time for all parties involved. And she looked at me. She said, okay, mija, but. She was like, I do think this is a millennial thing because I think us older people like to watch you open the gifts. She was like, so I do think what you should do is maybe not open the gifts there, but maybe it like host a little family gathering the following day and open the gifts in front of your family at least.
Okay, that's
because you're like,
because
your family wants to see what you got. And I'm like, okay, I could do that.
Oh, well, one of my friends, Vanessa, what she did for her baby shower, which I thought was absolutely genius.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the same situation. She had a ton of people there, but she had a sign up that said, you know, thank you so much for your gifts. We're not going to open any, but
we're not going to open any.
No, just, you know, thank you. But if you would really like us to see us open your gift, please let us know, and you know she'll open your gift in front of you. Like,
I mean,
she said it in a really like a lot nicer way.
Okay, you're gonna have to give me that verbiage.
Yeah. But I thought that was a really sweet and a good idea, you know, because it skips like, hey, we're not gonna open presents, but if you are that type of person who really wants to see us, our reaction when we open your present, please let us know, and we absolutely will.
I like that idea because my mom also did say, you know, there are some people that want to see you open their gift. They want to see what you think. They want to see your reaction. They're really proud of the gift they got you, you know? So I could see that too. I understand that too. So that's a good
compromise.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, so then so my mom said, okay, fine, that's fine, and I, you know, I mostly just blamed it on you, Dorothy,
okay,
because
good.
I'm like,
I'll
look, Dorothy did this and I loved it. Okay, yeah, so we gonna do this.
I'll take the heat. I'll take it. Let me ask you this though, mm-hmm, because this I've seen on social media a lot. How do you feel, mm-hmm, about people who have multiple kids and have a baby shower for each kid? And like close in age too. I'm not talking about like, it's different when you have a kid that's like 10 years old and then you just now have a baby, so you don't have any baby stuff left.
Right.
I'm talking about like if they're like a year or two apart.
It's hard to say because I'm not there, right?
Yeah.
But I do know some women who have had multiple kids and have had a baby shower for each kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think every circumstance is different. I don't know. I don't
know
how to be polite.
I'm
sorry. It's because it's just hard to, I don't know. Like, let's say, okay. I think that if you have three boys and they're like 2 years apart on like each boy,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
I think it'd be ridiculous if you had a baby shower for every kid or whatever.
Right.
So
if it's like different gender, then it's more excusable,
I think,
or more
so
acceptable.
Okay,
I
let me give
say
you an example. Okay, so it's funny because I think JJ and I have this question. So my sister-in-law Stephanie, hey Stephanie,
what's up, girl?
She had her first daughter Alexandra. She had a baby shower for Alex. Fine, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then a couple years later, she had, like 3 or 2 years later, she had her baby boy, Anthony, and she had a baby shower for him. But I understand why she had one for him, because he's a boy.
Oh, yeah. One,
right?
Boy, one girl. Different genders.
Right?
Yeah.
That's okay, right?
Yeah. I think that that's okay for sure.
Okay. And then a couple years later, she had her daughter, Alana, who is my goddaughter and my niece. she's so cute. And I think she had a baby. Did she have a baby shower for Alana? Yeah, she did.
But was it because, like, what's the age difference between Alex and Alana? Like, is it a lot of years where she just didn't have any of the baby stuff left?
Alex is 6, Alana's 2.
So 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but also, I think, like, at that point, you're like, I gotta have a baby shower for my daughter. Like, she's not gonna be the only kid that doesn't have a baby shower.
She's not gonna know.
I feel like, what about when she gets older?
No, they're not gonna know.
I don't know. What if they like look back at pictures and then Alana's like, where are my baby shower pictures?
Sorry, sis, you were born too late.
No, that's so mean. I don't know if I could do that. See?
Yeah.
So like, I think there's a little bit of guilt that comes with that where you're like, oh, I had this for one. I need to have this for another. You know,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
And
I
then,
guess it's just like personally for me, like the people that I see that do it are so obnoxious and I hate them.
It's like an excuse
yeah,
to like just.
Just to be greedy.
And, yeah.
You know, because I'm not yeah, saying that Stephanie's greedy because I met her and I love her,
no,
and she's
definitely,
so sweet.
Girl, you know, she's not at all. She's not that type.
But
yeah,
the people that I've seen on social media that do it
yeah,
are the ones that want to have a gender reveal for each kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you got 4 kids already. Like, chill, sis.
Okay, so you
know?
Have a problem with people having a gender reveal for each kid too?
Yeah. Like, I mean.
But why? It's
no,
like,
okay.
It's a celebration of like,
okay,
oh my God, like, what are
I'm
we
I'm talking
having?
About, I'm talking about like making it a big ordeal, like making it like a party. Like, we had one because it's our first kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, on our next kid, we'll do a small little one, but
yeah,
it's not going to be like, oh, a big party. It's like, hey, just come over, eat.
Are you talking about gender reveal or baby shower?
I'm talking about both.
Okay.
On our next kid, we'll just be. Just come eat and hang out.
Okay,
and
sister wives, do you hear this? Write that down. Write
yeah,
that down, because we go see in the second
yeah,
kid how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I think it'll be the same. I said.
Okay, Nene Lee.
But for real, because I just don't think it's necessary. I'm the type of person, like, it's just not necessary for me.
Okay.
You know?
I could see that. Like, I know you're not that type where you're just like, oh, me.
Yeah.
And, like, let's have a party for this and let's have a party for that.
Yeah.
I'm
down with a barbecue and hanging out with friends and family.
And getting those gifts.
No, because by then I intend to have Stephen and I want to have our kids close in age. So I don't, I'm not going to throw away the gifts. And I don't care if, you know, like it's quote unquote, well, this is for a boy or, you know, this is for a girl. That doesn't matter to me, you know. And I have, my sisters have baby clothes from both boys and girls. So I'll just take those.
Okay. Well, there's also a baby sprinkle.
That's true.
If you've ever heard of that, it's basically a smaller version of a baby shower, I think. I don't, I imagine, sounds like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, baby sprinkle. But okay, that's good to know. That's good to know when your next kid comes around that you are not going to shower that baby with love.
And don't gifts even try to
and a party, just like he had a nice little party at the park for little Bach.
He's not going to know. The next little kid's not going to know.
You're right. Maybe not. And maybe I'll be around to tell him or her. I'm just like, I wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you know, I'm very opinionated, but on this, like, I really don't know. Because I kind of wanted to be like, oh, it's ridiculous, you know? But then
You haven't been in that position.
Yeah. And also I could see myself being like feeling really bad, like for the kid that doesn't even know, and who knows if the kid will know. But
I mean, the kid has the lifetime of other celebrations to do. You know what I mean?
I know. I think I'm thinking way too much about
like,
it.
I think a baby shower and that stuff is for the parents. It's for the parents.
It's for the baby.
Well, it's for the baby, but it's mostly for the parents to get things that they don't have for the baby.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you don't need to double down on, like, a high chair.
And I wouldn't put that on my registry if I didn't need it. Simple as that, sis. Simple as that.
I just need a bitch.
I mean, I might still need some diapers, though. So
Okay.
All of a sudden, you want to have a baby shower for your second kid. They ain't even here yet.
I know, right? I haven't even had the first kid.
Oh, my God. I know. I love that we're talking about your second kid so much already. Ooh, I love it. Okay. Well, whatever. We can agree to disagree and...
Well, let us know, sister wives.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Did you see somebody commented on our Facebook page with sister wives?
I did. I loved that.
It was a celebration. I was so happy inside.
That was super funny.
You can let us know. You can call us up. 619-537-9937.
That's right.
Leave us a little voicemail and let us know. Are multiple baby showers for multiple children, babies, ridiculous?
Ridiculous or totally cool.
Or cool. And if so, why? Elaborate. Yeah. Let us know. Yeah. What side do you fall on?
It was Christina Duran Mendoza, by the way, who said sister wives.
Oh, what's up, Christina? That's my sister wife right there. I like that. And then, oh my gosh. Okay, so you know me. I'm like reading everything under the sun to prepare me for this baby because I just can't know enough. So I don't know what I was reading. Can't tell you if it was a book I was reading. Can't tell you if it was a forum I was on. Can't tell you if it was a comment that I read on something. But someone had suggested doing are you ready for this?
Okay.
A hatchlorette party.
What is a hatchlorette party? Like an egg hatching?
Okay, well, what is an egg hatching is what? What is
like
it?
Like a chick
being
hatching
born,
an egg.
Right? Yeah, like a baby being born. Okay. So imagine a bachelorette party. What is a bachelorette party? It's a party with all your girlfriends where you wild out, right?
Okay.
Same thing, sis, but for a pregnant woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously no booze, you know, but that doesn't mean you can't party.
I'm down with that.
Right?
I'll take that for my second kid.
Okay. Hey, you know what? That's a great idea.
For sure.
Oh my God.
So you do like, you guys get together, you have a girls' weekend. I'm sure there's a spa included in there somewhere.
It could be anything. Like, it's just a different, because, you know, baby showers have this reputation of having to be prim and proper and like sweet and little egg salad.
Cucumber sandwiches
with some tea. Okay. And obviously you didn't go that route because that's not you, and I love that. But, you know, the hatchlorette party is like kind of the opposite of that. It's for people who hate baby showers, you know what I mean? And who are like, no thanks, I don't want to go to another baby shower, or no thanks, I don't want to have another baby shower, or I have no business doing that. Whatever your interpretation of a hatchlorette party is, I'm down with it. Because I was even thinking, because you know what? It would be good. Two, because I feel as I'm going to have become a first-time mom, there is a little bit of like I'm preparing for like a sense of loss. I know it's not going to happen completely, but like I feel I'm going to try my best, and I'm aware of this, so I pray that it doesn't happen. But I know that your friendships may change.
Like, oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like yeah, yeah, yeah. I know yeah. that motherhood does that, can do that, and there are levels of that, right? It could be a little bit, or it could be a ton, depending on lots of things. But wouldn't that be cool? Like before you like have a baby, to have like one last hurrah with your girls. Not saying that it's going to be the last hurrah.
Right.
Just like a bachelorette party isn't your last hurrah before you get married. It's not like you're going to be locked up, you know, all day long, you know? But isn't that fun?
Dude, I'm totally down for a bachelorette party.
Same.
That sounds so much fun.
Oh my God. And like you could still do all the things that you do in a bachelorette party,
yeah,
you know, minus like any. You know.
I mean, you could still go out and still dance.
You could still dance.
What I mean?
You could still go out. Your friends could still drink if they can. Girl, you can still go to a strip club if you want.
Yeah. You can still go to Vegas.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I don't know, there's a lot of smoking there, but you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of things, or you could even just go to like Glen Ivy's.
Yeah.
You know, and
a
just
nice
like
a little spa.
Yeah, or whatever it is, you know, like
dude, that'd be so fun. Like make a little hatchelorette weekend.
How fun is that?
That would be super fun.
I was like trying to find information on it, and there's really not that much information
because
it's still new. And maybe women are afraid to do it, honestly.
Here's what we're doing. You're going to be the first hatchelorette party. Dodge. Okay. We're going to write the book on it.
I'm going to show you how a hatchelorette party is done.
Exactly. We're going to write the book on it.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll have it go like big and everybody else can follow suit.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. You know how like guys, strippers pop out of cakes?
Okay.
We're going to have a stripper in a diaper pop out of an egg. And then put on a show in the hotel room.
You have a stripper dressed as a baby?
Yeah.
Girl.
I mean, whatever. It's just entertainment.
I'm down for the stripper. Okay, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Okay. I know you're down for the stripper. Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, doesn't that sound like fun?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, women, come on, let's not. Because I'm thinking there's maybe some hesitation and maybe a little shame associated with it. Because like you don't want to party when you're like pregnant.
Nah,
I know you don't. I know you don't feel that, but you ain't
that's
normal.
True.
Like you're smart and you like to do like what you feel like doing. And you know there are a lot of women who. I didn't mean that you were
get
normal.
Judged.
I didn't mean that you were normal.
No, no, no.
I get
it.
Okay,
I get what you mean.
Yeah, a lot of women that feel judged or think too much about it or...
Yeah.
And that stops them from doing something. But
a hatchelorette, 100%, 1,000%, let me say that. Co-sign on that. Let's do it. It's happening.
Okay. So everybody...
It's happening.
Sister wives, write it down. No baby shower, but hatchelorette for Dorothy. She is down with. Okay? Oh, my gosh.
Now we're going to put that on the books for you, sis. Figure out a weekend that we can do a hatchelorette.
Okay.
A hatchelorette. Are we making this a weekend or is this like a day thing?
Girl, I don't know. This is a lot. You know my schedule's already booked, so I don't know when we're going to do this.
You tell me.
Well, let's see. I have a few dates in December. Okay. Good. Got Thanksgiving before the Halloween. Yeah. Okay. I don't know, but we'll think about it.
Okay.
Scary. Now I'm scared.
Now, don't be scared.
I know, but you know me and my girls. And
that's what I'm saying.
You.
I was like, your girls are super fun.
Dang. Okay. Okay.
It's happening.
Okay. I'm so excited. Sorry. My mind went there right now. Yeah. I heard the sound of like a casino. I heard like, I saw some dollar bills being flown up, you know, making it rain. Okay. It could be fun.
Yeah. You know, and we could even just do it like.
It doesn't have to be that crazy.
No,
either.
But
it doesn't have to be that crazy.
We could do one of the casinos here in San Diego.
Okay.
Like where we don't have to go out to Vegas, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've a lot of them just got renovated.
Yeah.
Like they're brand
new
resorts.
Good ones out there.
There's some brand new pools. We could totally do that.
But is it safe for me to be out there? When I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
And smoking?
No, well, we wouldn't. I mean, we'll have to find the routes where you're
Right. Just do like the outdoor.
Yeah, just do the outdoor and then keep it in the room.
Yeah.
And then the spa. The spa's not going to have any smoke.
Okay. See, overthinking. I overthink everything.
Girl, I got you.
Help me, sister.
I got you.
Well, we have come to the end of the episode. That was fun.
I loved that.
Hatchelorette party. Before we go though, because I think about this every time we record, I'm like, is this my last episode with Dorothy?
No. We'll have one more. At least one more. Because next week, I have a schedule update. I do have my scheduled C-section for August 5th.
Oh.
So that's if the baby's still breech. I know. He's just being stubborn and he's really big.
We were supposed to go to yoga yesterday and we didn't go. I'm sorry.
We were both so tired.
So tired.
It's okay. Okay. But I have another doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
But haven't really felt him like make movements where it's like big enough for him to like he's turning.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess as of right now, it's still August 5th, and that means we still have one more week.
Okay. Maybe we can bank in a few before you leave.
Yeah.
And then the future of Real Wives and Radio is top secret right now. Mainly because we don't really know yet. I don't know what to do without you, Dorothy.
You'll be fine with
that. I know. I'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good to know. Okay, one of the little updates. So he could come before then.
That's true. But I don't know. I've been feeling like a little bit of cramping and a little bit of backache, but not like super severe. So I think they're like very tiny Braxton Hicks.
Okay.
You know?
Are you nervous?
I
think about you all the time. Like, what is she doing right now? What is she thinking? What is she reading? What is she not reading? What is she feeling?
See, you think enough for the both of us. Okay?
I'm just like, oh my God. Well, especially because I'm like, it's weird because when I wasn't pregnant, I was super curious about your pregnancy. Now that I am pregnant, I'm even more curious. Like, what will it be like in those final weeks, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just living it day by day.
I know. And you should. And that's why I love you because... Yeah. You do it right.
Yeah, I don't want to stress myself out.
Yeah,
you know,
no, I know. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. Because I know how this is. Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. Thomas. You know I'm just crazy, right?
I know.
Okay.
I mean, hello. I've been knowing that.
I know. That's why I love you. Because you accept me just the way I am. All right. So anyway, make sure you listen to both of us. We're both... on the air.
Yep. You can catch me on Kixie 96.5 in San Diego, 9 a.m. to 3 every weekday morning.
Yeah, you could download the radio.com app to listen. You could just listen on your radio. You can listen online. You can also listen to the show that I am a part of, John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Mm-hmm. If you like country music or if you just think John and Tammy are amazing, because they are.
Yes, they are.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yes. 103.7.
Yes. And real quick, I want to just say a couple of hello to people who have been leaving really nice comments and reviews on our Real Wives and Radio page. Mary Beth Harrington, Angela Romero Peterson, Layla Guillermo, and Angela. Oh, that was another repeat. Sorry, Angela. Angela, hi twice. Mm. And of course, your sister wife, Christina Mendoza.
All of those people are my sister wives, okay?
Our sister wives.
Exactly. Our sister wives. That's right. That's right. And then everybody else, of course, on Instagram, leaving us voicemails, even though we've only had like four, but you know.
You know, call us.
Call us, please. We're lonely. We want to talk to you. We want to play your audio on our podcast. So that's 619-537-9937. Mm-hmm. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. Just search Real Wives and Radio. You can also find us on Instagram.
Search Real Wives and
Real
Radio.
Real Wives and Radio. Very
all one
easy.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give us a like. You know, you can even tell us who to follow. Like, are there any like mom blogs we should be following? Mom bloggers, mom influencers, or women in general? Like, badass women.
Yeah.
Let us know and let them know about us. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And you can follow Dorothy
at Dorothy on Air.
And me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez.
Bye, guys.